Christians help landslide victims physically, mentally, and spiritually. Religious riots in Nigeria kill dozens, and dire medical needs prompts a new ministry partnership in New Orleans. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rescue teams abandon the search for survivors in Ginza Ugun, Philippines, where hundreds of people are missing after last week's landslide. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is just one organization helping the few survivors. Speaking from the Philippines, ABWE's Jim Lotzko describes the situation.
Many of these survivors are men. They were people who were out either delivering coconuts in another town. Other people were outside of the town doing farming. Or they were people who were attending the high school in town.
One Filipino pastor was killed in the tragedy. ABWE will be working with Christians in the area to help, says Latsko.
There's a pastor who plans to start a church there. We're planning to assist him as he plants a church and being able to start a community center where people who have lost their families will be able to come together and get spiritual counseling and help. And particularly, we want to introduce them to God's family.
Funding and prayer are needed. We turn next to Nigeria. Religious violence has racked the country over the last few weeks. Most recently, Muslim attacks have been answered with deadly force from Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says church leaders are concerned over the reciprocal violence from among their young members. Pray that the Christian young people will learn not to respond to violence with violence, but with the attitude of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians are playing an active part in telling the Arab world about the peace that can only come from Jesus Christ. Book of Hope International is a major part of that effort. A Book of Hope worker, we'll call Joseph for security reasons, says the church is using the Book of Hope, a harmony of the Gospels, to preach this message.
We are a Christian ministry in the Middle East, working with the churches and with the schools. And we have integrated the Book of Hope in our children clubs, training for children workers.
Over the last year, they've handed out 39,000 books of hope, but distribution is only part of the team's strategy.
They present a 45-minute program to the children with a Christian message. It's attractive. It has drama, music, puppets, clowning, storytelling. And at the end of each program, each child receives a copy of the Book of Hope.
$1 provides a Book of Hope to 3 children. Next, it's been a little over a month since Grace Ministries International's Bible School in Costa Rica opened its doors to 23 new students. GMI's Sam Vinton says that the vision for this institute came as a result of a vibrant local church. In fact, the school came about because of fast growth.
They're in the process of putting up a building. And one of their vision is to reach outside of their own area and especially into Nicaragua and some of the neighboring countries. And so one of the things that they felt was needed was a Bible Institute, and that has just been opened last month.
Vinton says that their practicum approach immediately puts the lessons to good use.
The focus of that school is preparing men and women into the area of ministry. They will start off with a one-year program, see how that develops. And we have tried that in some other countries, get them out into the ministry and then maybe bring them back, complete a second or third year.
And as residents in New Orleans return to a post-Katrina home, another crisis is emerging: lack of sufficient medical care. Only a quarter of the doctors have returned. Operation Blessing International and the International Medical Alliance are launching a disaster relief medical clinic in New Orleans in response. They hope to have the clinic up and running by mid-March. As the teams respond to needs, they become the living embodiment of Christ's love to those they help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spiritual Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.